just imagine, think of the big bureaucracies that have died, U.S. Steel, Eastman Kodak, Federated Department Stores, Sears Roebuck, and yet some things have come through and survived. And in some cases, the whole business had to die, and they had to take the capital out, and we owned a new business just to survive. That's what Berkshire did. Look at the three companies that Berkshire had. They all went out of business, and yet we wrung enough money out of them before they died. Berkshire now has more audited net worth on its balance sheet than any other corporation in the United States. Now, that's weird. And we don't have this bureaucracy that other places have. There isn't anybody at headquarters to be bureaucratic. Just a little handful of people are running an empire. And I don't think there's any chance that the rest of the world is going to be like Berkshire. I think we were kind of a fluke that lasted for a while. And the Daily Journal is a mini Berkshire. What are the chances a little flea-bitten newspaper in Los Angeles would be as prosperous as it is after all this trouble, which is making all the other newspapers go broke? By the way, we're going to miss these newspapers terribly. Each newspaper, all those local monopolies, was an independent bastion of power. The economic position was so impregnable, they were all monopolies, that and the ethos of the journalist was to try and tell it like it is. And they were really a branch of the government. They called them the Fourth Estate, meaning the fourth branch of the government. It arose by accident. Now about 95% of it is going to disappear and go away forever. And what do we get in substitute? We get a bunch of people who attract an audience because they're crazy. I have my favorite crazies, and you have your favorite crazies, and we get together and all become crazier as we hire people to tell us what we want to hear. This is no substitute for Walter Cronkite and all those great newspapers of yesteryear. We have suffered a huge loss here. It's nobody's fault. It's the creative destruction of capitalism. But it's a terrible thing that's happened to our country. And having these new journalists come in and tell the nuts on each side, the right-wing nuts and the left nuts, only what they want to hear, and slant all the facts so that they hear a lot of stuff that isn't so, this is not good for our republic. And I don't have the faintest idea what to do about it. I sometimes think maybe we should have a third party. In almost every state now, doesn't matter whether the Democrats or the Republicans are in charge, they rejigger all the maps so everybody has a safe district. And now we get these permanent careerist people with their safe districts. The only fear they have is in the primary they face a nut who might throw them out. And every 10 years or so, the nutty rightists and the nutty leftists get together, and maybe there are 10 sane people in the California legislature. They throw them out. One group of nuts throws out the people in the middle, and so does the other. And the one thing they can both agree on is they don't want any balanced, sensible people in the legislature. This is a very peculiar kind of government. This was not our ideal when we went to democracy. But it's what has happened, and it's getting worse and worse. And it's quite serious. I have the faintest idea what we're going to do about it.